We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, 2 hours down, two to go on Sports Talk live on WWLAMFM.com and always free on the Odyssey app. I'm Jeff Nowak alongside Charlie Long. We're filling in for Steve Geller, Cullen Steele at Master Control. And as we teased going in to the break, we're going to spend this hour talking about the Saints. Talking about the top five Saints. Who are your top five ranked players on the 2025 roster? Last hour, we talked about, okay, which players do you think could develop into a top 100 player down the road? This is more of an immediate question.
Sure.
Who is the top five players right now? So, Cullen, you said you came up with a list. Let's hear your list, and I'll just that way I can tell you how you're wrong, and we can continue.
Yeah. No. I'm probably wrong. I took a big swing on one of these. I took a big swing on two of these. So someone on the text line does agree with me on one.
Is it Blake Groupie?
It is Blake Groupie.
We did get a text. We did get a text from 5531. Number five on that list was Blake Groupie. Let me read this list, then we'll go to yours.
Okay.
So they have, I don't know if this was a joke, but the rest of it seems serious. So maybe they're just a big Blake Groupie fan. And don't get me wrong, I'm a big Blake Groupie fan.
They would not be alone.
Yeah,
I'm right here.
The Lilliputian king who can hit 50 yarders in ways that I don't understand. It doesn't make sense to me. So little, but he can get so far. Anyway, so he has Blake Groupie at number five, Taliese Fuaga at number four, Justin Reed at number three, which is an interesting choice, DeMario Davis at number two, Eric McCoy at number one. So, you know, I think that's a solid list. I think people would argue with number five, but Cullen, let's see, what's your list?
I didn't rank them.
Okay.
Well, maybe I should have.
Yeah, probably.
All right, let me do that now. Then, as I'm doling them out.
Well, since Cullen did not understand the assignment fully,
I'm ready.
Give him a minute. We'll give him a minute.
I'm good to go,
and then we'll come back to it.
Well, we can circle back if you want.
Do you have them? Were you ready to rank them that fast?
Yeah.
There's, wow.
I got three offense, one special teams, kind of spoiled,
okay,
and one defense.
All right, let's do it.
So we're gonna start with AK, Alvin Kamara.
Okay,
at number one.
Okay.
We're going 1 to 5.
One to five. Okay. 1 to 5, yes.
Okay.
Which means if you're fifth, I love you, but you're not one.
Okay.
Alvin would be in my top five, too.
He's in my top five. He's not my number one.
AK's
number
one.
Yeah.
I would say Fuaga's two.
Okay.
I would say I'd say Granderson three.
Granderson?
Carl Granderson. Okay.
It's an interesting choice. Why? Give me your reason.
I like Carl.
I feel like you have to have somebody on this defensive end, and on this defensive line, for me, it's him. I think you have to have somebody on the defensive line, and I think it's got to be.
I put Chase Young higher, but okay.
Really? See, I was tossing internally. I didn't sleep well because of this. Like that.
This thing that we decided 5 minutes ago.
Right.
But I was kind of torn, and I went with the guys. And I'm like, man, if I do Young, maybe Jeff might rip into me and
what's
say that he hasn't
basis?
Proven
anything. What's your basis? Are you going by like production? Are you going by talent? Like what are you basing
on? I think like anything away a contract would be, it's future expectations based off of previous production.
Okay.
That's kind of my idea of where I'm ranking these, just for Granderson.
I mean, there's no wrong answers, so okay, go ahead.
Okay, and then so that's my first three. It's AK, Fuaga, Granderson, Shahid Groupie.
Shahid, you really got Groupie on there.
You think I was lying?
I'm impressed.
I like Blake Groupie.
I think most people wouldn't go for Blake.
Honorable mention for you two.
I've been banging the Blake Groupie drum for 2 years now because I think, you know, for whatever reason, it's just tough to get excited about him because it's kind of this ho hum guy. He kicks the straightest kicks I have seen a place kicker make. Like it's remarkable how he's able to do it because. Like, I watched Charlie Smith out there, and he's got this, like, high draw. It's like a golfer, you know?
He's tall. He's a completely different build.
This natural draw. But then you see Blake out there, and it's just every kick is just straight as an arrow. It's amazing to watch. But anyway, I'm impressed. Most people don't give love to the kickers. We got some kicker love going on.
I like that. I won't have Blake Groupie on my top five. Sorry, Cullen. But
I will say one more thing on Blake. The most 50-yard makes in a single season in Saints history last year. He made 6 of them.
There you go. Listen, yeah, I like Blake Groupie. I really do. He's on the outside looking in for me. And my kind of thing when I'm looking at the Saints depth chart, I'm looking at their roster, is do I want to do 4 players on offense and 1 on defense or 3 and 2? I kind of go back and forth. I think for me, number one, well, Jeff, let's share our number ones right off the bat. It's Eric McCoy for me.
Yeah. That's the correct answer.
So after that, it becomes a little bit more interesting. Alvin, I think, still has plenty left in the tank. He would be in my top five. So Eric McCoy is the number one, and then it becomes how much do you love Chris Olave? You know, Alvin Kamara should be in the top five. But then you're talking about, you know, as Cullen had mentioned there, Taliese Fuaga, I think, is your second-best offensive lineman behind McCoy. And then defensively, maybe this is a hot take, I'm buying all the stock in Alante Taylor.
Okay.
And he would be in my top five looking ahead. Just hearing him talk about how Brandon Staley is planning on using him, he kind of let the cat out of the bag a little bit there, in the same way that he used Jalen Ramsey with the Rams, working inside and out on a 3-4 defense. I think he is going to be unbelievably important to the Saints secondary. I like Justin Reed to that texter that had put that in there, but if I'm taking any player from the Saints secondary, I am buying stock in Alante Taylor. Now, if I'm taking a second defensive player, DeMario Davis has had all the production in the world. Looking ahead to the 2025-26 Saints, though, you like Brissy, and I like Brissy as well. So I would probably say him if I'm taking two defensive players. However, I think if I'm taking just the top five, I would, in no order after McCoy, Kamara, Olave, Fuaga, Alante Taylor for me.
Okay, that's an interesting one. I have Brissy on my list. You know, and you can quibble. Eric McCoy's at the top. Like, Eric McCoy,
I agree.
From a talent perspective, from an impact perspective.
You know, we had a conversation about this, and I'm going to cut you off just for a second, that we went through multiple Saints players under the age of, I think, 28 was the cutoff.
Sure.
How many teams would they start on every team? Would they start on most teams? Would they be just a starter for the Saints squad? And Mike and I went through that exercise a couple months ago. And Eric McCoy is someone that would start on every single team in the NFL. If not at center, then at guard. He would have a spot. So I don't think it's really a question that he would be the number one option here.
All right. So, I agree with you. I agree with you. And the rest of my list, Brian Brazee, Chris Olave, Alvin Kamara, DeMario Davis. I still think DeMario Davis is one of the top five players on this
sure.
on this team.
He's kind of on the outside looking in for me.
Yeah, I mean, and it's easy to just kind of be like, oh, he's getting old, he's getting older.
Sure.
I don't know. Like, I watched DeMario, and I still see the same DeMario that I saw
he's a dog.
2-3 years ago. Like, I don't see the drop-off. Now, you know, is he going to keep getting better? Probably not. Is he going to keep getting – is he improving? No. I don't see the fall-off. I think he's just going to continue to be at this baseline until he decides, I don't want to play anymore.
And once again, it's just a matter of how many players on defense you want to take it versus how many players on offense. I ended up with 4 on offense and 1 on defense. And it's just me buying stock in Alante Taylor. The defensive line, I would be buying stock in Brissy. The linebacker core is a little bit different because DeMario is still extraordinarily productive, but he is getting up there in age, and we don't know exactly how he's going to look this upcoming year. So I'm a little bit hesitant to put him on the top five if we're just talking about looking ahead to this upcoming season. But yeah, I mean, you're buying some stock into some of these young players, but the guys already at the top for me are the ones that have been fantastic, that you're still expecting to be fantastic, that even if they're kind of on the back end of their prime, that are still in their prime, like a McCoy and like a Kamara.
Yeah. And I think Fuaga for me kind of lands on that list as I am very optimistic that he is in this top five after next year. I need to see him play on the right side. I need to see him continue to take steps forward. Justin Reed's an interesting one. I'd like to see him play first in the Saints system before I kind of land him there. Tyrann Mathieu is there as well. We did have someone saying, you guys are forgetting about JT Gray, multiple All-Pros. Yeah, it's tough because JT Gray is elite at what he does.
Sure.
And so does that put you in the top five of the whole team? You can make that argument about Blake Groupie. Like, what's the impact if you're a kicker versus like, I need a linebacker. I need someone at every position. But no, it's a good point. We should mention JT Gray.
Could be the argument for Rashid Shaheed too.
Yes, Cullen did mention Rashid Shaheed. You know, and the dual impact. It's the more you talk about the players, the more I start to like this roster. And maybe I'm just being a homer, but like, I think there's some really good young talented players in this team, and you just need the development, and the development hasn't been there over the last few years.
Yeah, as a lot of the pieces that we've talked about, like the Taliese Fuagas, like the Brian Burcese, like the Alante Taylors, are still very, very early in their careers. Chris Olave, even, that one of the names I threw there that would kind of squeeze in on the back of my list. A lot of young talent that, you know, still the best is yet to come type of thing.
No question. All right. Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, Cullen Steele on WWL. We're going to hit over to traffic and then come back. Stick around.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, coming back in on WWL programming update. We will be hopping off at 6:30, as you listeners probably aware. Some technical difficulties, got to get some stuff worked on, so I'll be handing it over to the Infinity Sports Network. But you got a couple more minutes here. Charlie, I know you have some thoughts on the upcoming MLB draft this weekend.
Yeah,
LSU got some players in there. Let's hear it.
I'm a little bit upset that we're not going to be speaking with Kendall Rogers tonight. We spoke with Aaron Fitt, the co-editor of D1 Baseball, the other day, and he had some really, really good stuff about LSU's top prospects in the upcoming draft. So the MLB draft starts this Sunday, and it will go into Monday. It's a little bit different than other drafts because, you know, the first round is going to be 43 selections for 30 teams. They have competitive balance picks. They have compensation picks. And then you have 43 first-round picks. All in all, the first night of the MLB draft is going to be 105 selections. It's the first three rounds. And then on Monday, the second day of the draft, they go from rounds 4 through 20. So generally speaking, you're going to hear a lot of not just, you know, LSU recruits, but former LSU Tigers that helped win this eighth national championship on the 2025 squad get selected on that night one of the draft. And the very first one could be the number one overall pick, Jeff. And we've talked a lot about this throughout the week. Cade Anderson, right? The left-handed southpaw ace for LSU and their national championship winning squad. He's the number two ranked prospect via MLB.com behind Ethan Holliday, the son of Matt Holliday, the shortstop slash third baseman prospect out of Oklahoma, high school player. And the Washington Nationals own the first overall pick. And it's going to be very, very fascinating to see on Sunday night, do they decide to go with the high school player with maybe the quote-unquote higher ceiling, or do they go with the more MLB-ready player with Cade Anderson, who's 21 years old, spent a couple of years in college as a draft-eligible sophomore, and see if they what they decide to do with that number one overall pick. The fascinating thing about with the Nationals is they fired both their GM and their bench coach, within the past week, right before the draft, which you never see in professional sports. But
because it's midseason.
Exactly.
Right.
So they fired Mike Rizzo, who was their GM. And now people are wondering, you know, who's going to be making this decision? Apparently, it's going to be the interim GM, who was the assistant GM for the Washington Nationals. So we'll see what they decide to do. The kind of knock on Kate Anderson is that people, some scouts view him as like a high floor, low ceiling type of player. I disagree.
It's because he doesn't have the velocity, probably.
Well, that's the thing, is that he's still young. He can still kind of build strength early on in his MLB career. I think he'll be a great player at the MLB level, and he has ace potential at the MLB level. I think he should be the number one overall pick. Other players that could be selected on night one, Anthony Ianson, I think is a first round pick. I know that MLB.com has him ranked as the 40th overall prospect. Once again, there's 43 first round picks in the draft, and I think he's going to go somewhere in that range from picks 20 to 40. I know that we talked with Aaron Fitt about that as well. A little bit further down the line, this is where it gets interesting. Chase Shores is the number 77 ranked prospect via MLB.com. And then Daniel Dickinson, the second baseman, is the number 80 ranked prospect via MLB.com. I think both of those guys will be selected on night one, although Chase Shores is one to watch. And then further down the list, Ethan Frye at 119. He could go a little bit higher than this, but if not, I would expect him to be a very, very early pick on day two. Same thing with Jared Jones, the first baseman out of LSU. So those are the guys that I'm keeping an eye on early on in the 2025 draft.
Go Tigers. All right, Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, Cullen Steele signing off. Who dat? Thanks, y'all.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.